Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group Full Year 2021 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. The call is chaired by Geox Vice Chairman, Mr. Enrico Moretti Polegato, and the CEO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Enrico Moretti Polegato. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome, everybody. Results for 2021 show a significant improvement over last year. Revenues are up double-digit, margins on sales are improving strongly, operating costs are further reduced, and financial position is improving. These are the first important results of the initiatives undertaken with the new strategic plan to make our business model more efficient, flexible, and in line with the market trends. Over the last 2 years, Geox has completed a major overhaul of its distribution structure, exiting unprofitable and unstrategic activities and accelerating investments with higher added value. The start of 2022 is further consolidating these positive signals. As of today, direct shop sales are up 44% over 2020 and are broadly in line with 2019. Good news also came from the multi-brand channel. Order intake for the spring/summer season showed orders up 25%, while order intake for the autumn/winter season is showing equally positive signs and is now close to 2019 levels. The global operating context is still complex, but the progressive and continuous improvement of the results confirms that the strategic path undertaken is the right one. Let me hand over to our CEO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Thank you.
Grazie. Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today to discuss full year 2021 financial results, the current trading, and some trends for 2022. Let's start with slide 3 with the highlights. Net sales are at euro 609 million, up 14%, driven by a strong fourth quarter that is up 38%, driven by wholesale growth and DOS like-for-like growth, delivering both a 50% increase in Q4. Gross margin grew at 46.7% on sales, plus 330 basis points versus full year 2020, slightly better than our previous guidance. EBIT is a loss of 45 million, delivering in any case a strong improvement from 124 million in full year 2020. Net financial debt adjusted before lease liabilities landed at 64 million. It was 99.8 million in December last year. Net working capital is under control at 112 million or 18.5% of total sale, well below full year 2020, when it was at 178 million or 33% on total sales. Current trading and the Q1 2022 update. Like-for-like year to date, week 7 is +44% versus 2021. Also, thanks to an easy comparison base. However, it is just -3.5% versus 2019, and with a relevant improvement in markdowns, 600 basis points, both of a reduction versus 2021 and versus 2019. We are maintaining the positive trend in markdown reduction. In wholesale, the initial order intake for spring/summer 2022 has been strong with a growth of 25%, and fall/winter 2022 initial order intake is performing at the same pace, has already hit the budget, and now it is targeting the same level of fall/winter 2019. On the negative side, we assume that supply chain issues will impact also Q1 2022. We are working to mitigate the delays in receivings, and we expect that the situation will gradually improve throughout the year. Please go to chart number 4 to comment the store network rationalization. The number of monobrand stores at the end of December is 768, compared with 867 last year and 974 in 2019. So we did 99 net closure in the last 12 months with a net impact on sales of 17 million versus full year 21. And 200 net closures in the last 24 months with a net impact on sales of 71 million versus full year 19. You will find the details by region in Annex 2 at the end of the presentation. The announced restructuring phase has been substantially completed in the last 2 years, and in 2022 we will have approximately 30 net closures, out of which 46 DOS and 8 franchising, that will be balanced by 24 net openings made by our partner under license and distribution agreement. Please go to chart number 5. In this chart, you can easily find all the detail regarding like-for-like by quarter, with more details in Annex 3. This in order to better understand the impact of an easy comparison base on 2022 actual like-for-like that will be really positive in Q1 and Q2. Dark blue boxes contain the average percentage of closure for lockdown by quarter in 2020 and 2021. As you can see, this year, there is a comparison between a fully open network versus a partially closed network by 34% in Q1 and by 20% in Q2. And in fact, like for like, year to date, week 7 is up 44% on 2021. And as said, just 3.5 versus 2019. In full year 21, the DOS network has been closed on average 14% versus 23% of full year 20. And like for like, as you may remember, has been 23% up. Please go to chart number 6 for a quick overview on top line. Net sales are at 609 million, delivering an increase of 13.8% or 74 million due to the balance of a negative perimeter effect of 18 million and a positive growth of 92 million. Brick and mortar channels hit 429 million with an increase of 31 million or 8%. Digital channels, both direct and wholesale, reached 180 million with an increase of 43 million or 31% on, and today digital sales represent 30% on total turnover. Please go to page 7 to comment full year top line by channel. All channels are positive. Wholesale is up 18%, and this positive result is very important. Wholesale gained traction during the year with a solid ramp-up trend. As you might remember, Spring-Summer 21 initial order intake was really negative, minus 30%, and due to the impact of the COVID situation during the selling campaign in the second half of 2020. Then we recorded an improvement in Fall-Winter 21 initial order backlog with an increase of just 5%. So the ramp-up in the performance to deliver the full-year 18% growth has been due to really a strong in-season management supported by the advertising campaign. The key drivers have been a good trend in reorders, both in Spring-Summer 21 and Fall-Winter 21, due also to a certain shortage of products in the market. Geox did better than the competitors in delivering goods to the market. And a second factor is an increase in sales of aged inventory according to the cash generation targets. And third, a material reduction in commercial condition, especially returns. Moving to franchising, we see that this channel is in line with last year. The mid-double-digit positive like-for-like has been able to fully compensate the decrease in the perimeter, 7 million or minus 15%. DOS channels delivered a growth of 11% as a combination of a direct online growth of 18% and a positive brick-and-mortar DOS like-for-like of 16% that compensated the perimeter effect exactly in line with the strategy. On page 8, there is a very quick overview to net sales by region. All regions are positive. The focus on the core strategy, based on increasing the marketing spending in core markets and regaining focus on wholesale, is delivering results. In our best market, Italy, we see that Italy grew 23%, driven by a healthy performance in wholesale, up 47%, and DOS up 19%, thanks to a stronger like-for-like, +32%, that compensated the negative perimeter effect, both of DOS and franchising stores. So Geox is back in Italy for sure. Europe is positive 11%. Some countries in Europe, like Germany, Austria, U.K., and the Netherlands, have been more impacted than Italy by the lockdowns in the first half of the year. However, wholesale is up 19%, and DOS like-for-like is positive 14%, with France, Germany, and Spain up high double digit. North America is finally up 8.3%, thanks to a good second half that is up 31%. After the heavy reorganization implemented with the closure of 17 DOS out of 37 at the end of 2019, with the exit from brick-and-mortar retail in the U.S., now the group is focused on the business online and on the partnership with wholesale key account, both brick-and-mortar and digital. Rest of the world is positive double digit, 11%, as a combination of two performances different by geography. Asia Pacific is down 8.5% due to the fact that we liquidated the Japanese subsidiary, moving the business to a new distributors, and we closed at the beginning of 2021 the contract with the wholesale mainland China sole distributors. However, like-for-like in China is positive 11% in our network, and the new strategy to have different distributors by provinces is gaining traction under the drive of the new general manager. On the other side, Eastern Europe continues to outperform, delivering a +18%, driven by Russia, up 23% on 2020 and up 3% on 2019. Like-for-like in Russia has been +41% versus 2020 and +21% versus 2019. On page 9, you can find the net sales by product. Just to say that ready-to-wear has been more impacted by the pandemic, with the ready-to-wear specialist really prudent in buying new products. On the other side, performances of footwear has been fostered by Spherica, by Nintendo Super Mario, by a strong back-to-school campaign, and by Amphibiox performances. And these products have been really well supported by the advertising campaigns launched in spring and summer and in fall. On page 10, there is the income statement. As already commented, the sales at 609 million. Gross margin is 284 million, or 46.7% on sale, with an increase of 330 basis points, slightly better than expected due to a really a good Q4 21. This is the combination of 319 basis points due to the material reduction in markdowns and no needs of an additional inventory write-down, and minus 60 basis point, totally due to the different channel mix with a lower weight of DOS revenues. However, also this channel, the impact has been mitigated by the lower average markdown. The total operating costs are 330 million, down an additional 4% on 2020, or 12 million, and down 12% on 2019, or 46 million, excluding any extraordinary support received due to COVID-19. In particular, G&A are at 263 63 million, down 5% or 15 million on 2020. This amount is net of 26 million of extraordinary contribution obtained in 2021 versus the same amount in 2020. I mean social safety nets, governmental supports, and rent reduction. AMP was 29 million, close to 5% on sales, versus 23 million or 4% on sales in 2020, according to our strategy to increase the marketing spending. EBIT is a loss of 45 million, with no special item recorded this year. There is an 80 million of recovery in comparison with last year, more than 74 million increase in sales, thanks to the sales expansion, the gross margin recovery, and the hard reorganization completed in 2021. Loss before taxes is 53 million, and in order to get the net loss of 62 million, there are two items to be explained. The first one is our taxes, 6.4 million, that do not represent a monetary outflow. They are related to a negative reversal of the deferred tax asset originated last year from timing differences on fund provision. And in addition, according to ESMA recommendation in COVID situation, the group prudentially did not record any deferred tax asset related to fiscal losses to be carried forward. I mean that the group did not record an asset of 20 million this year and 25 million last year. In other words, it means that the group will not pay taxes in the next 150 million of pre-tax results, because we have not recorded any tax assets on these losses. The second topic is 2.5 million related to the full year 21 loss of the discontinued operation in Serbia. Please go now to chart 11 for the balance sheet. It remains safe. The invested capital is decreasing in line with the strict control over working capital and the decrease in fixed assets, mainly right of use regarding stores. Net equity at 125 million, down from 167 million in full year 20, due to the net loss of the year mitigated by the positive reserve recorded regarding the hedging valuation of derivatives, 18 million at the end of December. Please go to chart 12 to comment net working capital and net financial position evolution. Net operating working capital landed at 112 million, recording a 18.5% on sale, the lowest rate in recent years, delivering a reduction of 65 million versus December 2020, mainly thanks to a good performance in inventories, down 28 million, and credit management with the receivable down 19 million as well. Inventories are under control, thanks also to the action taken on a careful buying for fall-winter 20 and spring-summer 21, with an overall reduction of 120 million new purchases compared with the previous correspondent season. So we did the increase in sales this year using the inventory bought last year. In addition, the progressive reopenings of DOS and outlet delivered in Q3 and Q4 a cash generation, so that the debt decreased from the seasonal peak in April at 125 million to 83 at the end of December, with a cash generation of 42 million in 8 months. So net bank debts is 83 million, and considering the positive value of our hedging instruments, 18 million, the net financial position before lease liabilities landed to 64 million. Please go to chart 13 to comment a cash flow statement. In order to better understand the main driver for the cash evolution of the group, you can look at the blue box on the right, restated before IFRS 16, you can see that the strong control over working capital and other current assets delivered a positive cash flow of 74 million, and the disposal of the Serbian plant generated additional 6.5 million, for a total of 80 million of cash generation that covered the monetary loss amounting to 54 million and CapEx amounting to 19 million, so that full year 2021 delivered a free cash flow in the region of 80 million that reduced bank debt to 83 million, and then 80 million of positive value of hedging activities landed the net financial position to 64 million before lease liability. We are now going to comment the outlook. Just a second. The positive start and the business news flows regarding 2022 are in line with our business plan targets. That was full year 2022 sales over 700 million, and to be able to deliver a gross margin improvement in the region of 150 basis points versus full year 2021. Like-for-like year to date is positive, +44%, still with a relevant improvement in markdowns, 600 basis points. Wholesale is delivering good result. Spring/summer 2022 order intake was up 25% with a low- to mid-single-digit increase in selling prices. Even better indication from fall/winter 2022 order intake. Today, we hit the budget with a 25% increase, but there is still 3 weeks of the selling campaign to go, and now we are targeting to reach the same level of fall/winter 2019 with a high single-digit increase in selling prices. This order intake confirm the gross margin growth in line with the expectation. This guidance was based on the following assumption: no more lockdown in 2022, on the fact that the issue on supply chain that are also impacting Q1 2022, I mean delays in receiving and deliveries, higher freight costs, higher compensatory commercial condition will gradually improve and ease throughout the year. A stabilization of the input cost pressure, and also a diplomatic solution to be found to the Ukraine crisis. Unfortunately, this morning news and today's development in Ukraine crisis, now it is not predictable to quantify in a proper way any eventual impact on our business, on the inflation and on energy prices. Consequently, the volatility and the uncertainty of these forward-looking statements are really increased. However, the business, the pillars of the business plan, as said, are completely in line with our expectation. In full year 2021, Geox generated revenues in Russia for 51 million and in Ukraine for 5 million. We are now ready to open the Q&A session and to take your question.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. That's star and one. The first question is from Francesco Brilli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thanks for taking my question, and congratulations for results achieved in 2021. couple of questions from my side. The first one is on if you can provide some additional color on these impacts of supply chain in first quarter compared to the like-for-like performance that you are seeing to date. What we should expect for first quarter and the impacts in terms of growth. And then the second one is on net working capital, which reached a very, very low level, and what we should expect going forward for next year, if it's sustainable to this level or it will revert to more normalized level, more similar to last year's. And then the third one is on Russia. If you have a contingency plan that you can implement in case of embargoes or something like that, if you can reach stores in Russia from Asia directly from the producer, the manufacturer of your products, or just have the channel from Europe, or anything else, if you can add something. Thank you.
Thank you. So supply chain, for sure, there is an impact in Q1. But as I said, we have considered this impact in the guidance. I mean, 700 million and 150 basis point of gross margin improvement. So this means that, as you have seen, there is really a good performance of fall winter 21 product in January and in February, that we are discounting less. In fact, we are delivering, in any case, 600 basis point of 600 basis points of reduction in markdown, notwithstanding the fact that we are suffering a little bit late receivings regarding spring-summer 22. However, let's say that within the first week of March, we will be able to really have the product in a proper volume, and for sure, starting from 15th of March with the new advertising campaign, there will be a lot of product in the stores, and especially we are not suffering any delay in Spherica, that is forecasted to be again the champion in spring-summer 22 sales. So let's say that delays on receiving are wasting the better performances of fall-winter 21, unexpected performance that we are experiencing in January and in February. Working capital, you are right, it is not sustainable, 18% on sales. It is due to the fact that we have been really prudent in the wholesale portfolio. We have been able to really cash a lot of receivable from our customers. And as said, we reduced the buying regarding the last two seasons, I mean fall winter 20 and spring summer 21. Now it's time to start again to buy product, because we have ambitious targets regarding top line in 2022. We are going to buy more. However, what we are buying is the increase in buying is totally due to wholesale, and consequently totally due to orders that we have in our hands, so that is the plus 25% that both season are delivering today. Retail will grow, absolutely, like for like will be positive. However, we will, let's say, optimize the buying in retail using a part of the collection that we did not sold in 2021 due to the lockdown that we experienced in spring-summer 21. So, in my opinion, we will be able to maintain working capital under control also in 2022. However, given the fact that we assume to deliver a positive EBITDA that will finance CapEx and maybe the normal working capital level, let's say that we do not expect a reduction in the net bank debt in 2022. So today I would say in the region of 80 million. Then for sure we have really a good value in our hedging strategies. We have hedged US dollar at really interesting level until mid June next year in order to secure the business plan gross margin. Consequently, for sure, also in 2022, hedging will deliver positive results to reduce the net financial position. What about Russia? Yes, this is a really a bad surprise. You know, this morning Russian troops entered the territory of Ukraine for a peacekeeping operation. The problem is that they started to bomb Ukraine territory just linked to military objective, but this is really a tough situation. As a matter of fact, the south of Russia is a no-fly zone today, also for internal flights. Stores are closed from Sochi to the borders of Ukraine, and also web marketplaces are closed in the south of Russia. On the other side, Moscow and St. Pete, where we have our directly operated stores, are fully open. And the feeling of our colleagues in Russia are that this week will be tough until the 2nd of March. And then at the 2nd of March, there will be a sort of a checkpoint by the government in order to decide, after having seen what about the sanctions and other restrictions that the international community will impose on Russia, they will decide how to go ahead. For the time being, we have anticipated at our best all the deliveries to Russia, because the corridor Poland, Belarusia, and Russia, that is the normal flows of goods from Europe to Russia, is still open. So we are delivering goods. We have delivered until today 50% of goods in Ukraine and 40% of goods in Russia regarding Spring-Summer 22. We are pushing as much as we can. And as you mentioned, we have also studied how to deliver directly the goods from our supplier in Far East directly to Moscow. We have been able to do this regarding ready-to-wear. Now our logistic department is also investigating how to improve deliveries and to fast deliveries to Moscow without entering Italy and then going to Russia. So let's see. The other important thing is that we will not be impacted by ruble depreciation, because we have covered all our receivable until today, and also 80% of the next spring-summer 22 season at an exchange rate that is absolutely in line with our standard margin. So unfortunately, we have to wait for the level of sanction. My opinion is that SWIFT will not be blocked, and this could be really important in case of a stop in SWIFT messaging between banks, because this will immediately stop any possibility of a financial transaction with Russia. But until today, it seems that this sanction will not be applied.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
The next question is from Oriana Cardani, Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. I've got two questions. The first one is on Russia again. What is the EBITDA margin of this area? Is it in line with the one of the group? And how much were the budgeted investments in this area? And the second question is on the fall-winter collection. How was the first reaction to the offer of the leather goods item for this collection? Thank you.
Okay. You know that Russia has been for us really a successful project. I mean successful because in Russia we have a premium positionment, and consequently, and stores are doing, have done and are doing really well since 2019. So I prefer to talk about EBIT and not EBITDA. It is good. So out of the 50 million sales in 2021, let's say that the EBIT is in the region of 25%. Leather goods, as of today, we did some trials in some stores in our network. The results are really encouraging, but we just started. The first, let's say, season selling campaign regarding leather goods is fall-winter 22, and they are going, this selling campaign is going according to our expectation, but it is still the first trial, and consequently, the amount is not material. Leather goods accessories should develop their potential starting from spring-summer 23 and then fall-winter 23.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Moretti Polegato, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you for your time. We are ready to take any additional question by mail or by phone in case you may need. So feel free to contact Simone Maggi or myself for any doubt or clarification. Thank you very much for your time. Keep in touch and see you tomorrow in Milan for the Fashion Week in order to visit also our location. Thank you very much. Bye.